He's seen it from all sides. As a cop. As a clergyman. As a candidate. Even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
And we are live on the Joe Whitehead Show. I'm your guest host, John DiPrisco. I'm calling this episode Run, Forrest, Run. We're going to talk about people who are running for the various local boards and other elections that are going on here in Collier County. We are live and armed, and I've been advised by counsel to neither confirm nor deny that I'm exercising my Second Amendment and concealed carry rights here in the state of Florida. Joe is at a conference. He thought that there might be a little contention there between how they run things and how the national runs it. So remember, Joe, you are a wolf among sheep, and we've got your six. We do take calls live. Anytime during the show you want to call us, we're at 430-2428. That's 430-CHAT, 239-430-2428. Joining me live in the studio, the Collier County Committee Man to the Republican Party of Florida. He's on the front line, Doug Rankin. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How you doing? We're live and armed and ready to go get them, right?
Absolutely. Let's start with what you got for us today.
Oh, sure. There's been a number of stories. As you know, last week we devoted the show to Father's Day, and Joe thought that was a great idea, and so did I. Because if we don't get the youth of America going in the right direction by having fathers help them, we're going to have more and more trouble. You know, we all seen these poor school shootings, but then we don't remember that when we went to school, you could carry a gun to school in most of the counties in Florida up until the 1980s, and we didn't shoot each other. So there's something wrong with the
absolutely
with the culture that has changed that we need to deal with. There's been a couple of things. As we know, last week we resisted the temptation to go out talk about the AG's report, which was big news last week and still big news this week. That's why the liberal media is trying to say, look over here to immigration, because you basically had the FBI and possibly other intelligence services trying to perpetuate a coup against the running president and the elected president of the United States. And, you know, we remember good old Mr. Nixon here, Tricky Dix, as he was commonly referred to. And basically, you know, he endeavored to use the IRS against his enemies. Obama did.
Yeah, he got away with it for now.
Yeah, and he endeavored to use the intelligence services and the FBI against his enemies. Obama, and it appears his deep state allies that remain, are doing so. And they've gotten caught at it. And you know, of course, there's pending right now this guy who's in charge of the Russia investigation. What's his name?
Mueller.
Yeah.
Robert Mueller.
Yeah. No, the other gentleman, the assistant U.S. attorney who is number two guy in the Justice Department that Sessions has handed the matter over to.
Oh, Rosenstein.
Rosenstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have one weakness. It's names. And basically, Rosenstein, who is directing Mueller in the Russian inquiry or the witch hunt,
yeah,
the nonsense hunt, also is sitting on a lot of documents that would even further embarrass the FBI and other people like that. And he has basically told Congress to go fly a kite. You know, the last time I looked at the Constitution, you don't even see the FBI in the Constitution, but you do see congressional oversight in the Constitution.
Yep.
And they're getting ready to go contempt of Congress, and they may impeach him. So everybody was worried that Trump may try and remove Rosenstein.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, no. The Congress may, because he may basically tell them to stuff it and not turn over documents. He'll be in contempt of Congress, and then the next step is impeachment.
Yeah.
And that's nothing Trump has anything to do with. That's just the fact that we better know what these agencies are up to, especially in today's world. Where they can track your every move. Otherwise, we all have a problem. And if the day an executive agency tells the Congress to go stuff it in terms of turning over documents, then we've all got a problem.
Well, you're right. And, you know, we're talking about the OIG's report. Yes. Michael Horowitz.
Yes.
He was up in front of Congress for a couple days, and there was some gotchas, you know?
Oh, yeah, big time. It was apparent that they had soft-pedaled a lot of this and that they had skimmed over other things. Like, I forget which congressman it was, said, I think this is the definition of bias, you know, when you've determined what the outcome should be before you start the investigation. And this prosecutor they appointed out of Utah.
Huber.
Huber.
Uh-huh.
Appears not to either have the guts or the or is concerned about embarrassing people that he just wouldn't come out and say what was blatantly obvious. It's true. Nobody actually wrote a memo and said, we are going to do this. Yeah, no kidding. Nobody ever does.
Well, they caught some texts between Stroke and Page.
They sure did.
And Stroke said, you know, we won't let him be president.
Yeah, and
they'll stop him. That's what they
said. And they finally, now it is, what, June 2018, and they just pulled the guy's security clearance and stuck him off.
I think he was a cooperating witness. My guess is he was a cooperating witness because he was demoted like twice. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's singing. I do.
Oh, I hope so, because he better sing, because he's got some serious trouble, you know. We just don't tolerate coups in this country, mm-hmm. you know, by executive agencies trying to determine who should be president and never mind the rest of us, you know. That's nonsense, you know. And look at everything this president's done. How many presidents since Reagan, and this really wasn't on Reagan's radar, have mm-hmm. went up to dictators like Kim Jong, mentally ill son. And I haven't figured out a good way to fool with his name yet, so I stick to father there. Like it's like whack job did a job out of Iran. It was just too good.
Yeah, you know? Too easy.
Yeah, anyway, you know, have had the guts to go up to people like that and say, and at the right time too, because at the time Trump did that, he was really taking no risk. Although you could see that in the government, there are all these advisors that are scared of their own shadow that are really, you know, just, oh, don't say anything bad. You know, it might upset somebody. You know, hey, I'd rather upset them and get them in control when they can't threaten the rest of the world. They can just threaten two or three places that we do care about, but still, they can't threaten the whole world. Now's the time to go.
Yeah. And it is reminiscent of, you know, Reagan saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Oh, everybody thought, you know, Reagan was nuts. Look what happened. The wall came down.
It's also reminiscent of the day Reagan got elected. The Iranians decided it was a really good time to send back our hostages.
Yep. Day one.
And the Democrats tried to make a conspiracy out of that, when in fact it's the Iranians sitting there going, okay, do we want to be a parking lot or not? You know, yeah, this guy, the last guy's a wimp. This guy means it. And, you know, I knew a lot of the people that put Carter in the White House.
Mm.
And he was smart.
Oh, yeah.
And he was nice, and he's a good guy.
He was
a
nuclear engineer in the Navy.
Yeah, and he's, you know, you see the things he's done with peace processes, and mm-hmm. I'm the longest-serving officer and director of the most successful Habitat for Humanity in the world. And even though he's never been an officer and director of Habitat, he's a great spokesperson
Absolutely.
For him. But most of the people that helped elect him, they used to refer to him as the Georgia Mafia. They weren't mafia at all. They were the upstanding business people in Georgia at the time. They all realized about a year after he'd been elected that they made a serious mistake. He was just way too nice to be president.
Yep.
And, you know, I actually had somebody come up to me at a party that, what was it, Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, and say, oh, but Trump is so blunt and mean. And I said, you know what, my guy I used to spend time with, good old Liddy, said,
"Now what?
The world is a bad neighborhood at midnight for international relations."
Yeah.
And the day you can't figure that out and understand that you have to be that way, or you're going to get walked on, or worse.
Yeah,
you know, people just unrealistic about the world. You know, look at all the Obama's apology tour, what it got him.
Unbelievable! It just was humiliating for Americans.
Yeah, and then the good news that just came out a couple of days ago, the United States Supreme Court says we can't be tracked without a warrant. And guys and gals, this is serious.
Yeah, it was a good ruling.
Anybody have a cell phone or an iPad? They know where you are every minute, and they keep those records for years.
Yep.
The other thing I'm going to tell a few of you out there, if you're not aware of it, any vehicle built since about 1994, it has what's called OBD2.
Yep.
Onboard Diagnostics 2. And there are two things that that thing does that most people don't understand, aside from telling the mechanic sometimes what's wrong with your car. Other times it doesn't really do that because it's intended to ignore transient problems. One, it's got a black box in it. So when you get mad at that person in front of you and jam your foot on the accelerator, don't try and tell the cop that your foot was on the brake because the computer will rat you out.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. It keeps track of what you're doing, how fast you're going, where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is what most people don't know, and this is also supposed to be quiet, but it's not classified, so I don't care, is that it can be tracked.
Yeah.
So without this decision, you know, and we all say we're honest people, we're going about our business, but how many of us want everybody in the world to know every place we've been all the time within a few feet of accuracy? I don't think anybody wants that. You know, it's none of their business, number one. And number two, there's always ways to use that to embarrass people. Yeah. And what gets me sometimes on my Facebook app, it says, Joe Blow, you know, your friend is right next to you now.
Yeah, the GPS going, knows where you're at.
Yeah, and so this is serious, guys. And yeah. Thank God the Supreme Court ruled that they can't use that without a warrant.
Right. Doug, we're going to go to our first break. I want to let everybody know that all of the sponsors can be seen on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com website. So that's the JoeWhiteheadShow.com. Up at the top right, there's a sponsors button. Click it and you can scroll down. It's hyperlinked. So if you see somebody you like, you can click on it and it takes you to their website. We are sponsored on this break by Mike Oestreich Electric, the Oestreich Electric Company Incorporated. And he is at 348-8822. Mike, thank you very much for sponsoring. It's the Mike Oestreich Electric at 348-8822. We are also being sponsored by Naples Neapolitan Gourmet. Vinny runs it over there. We call him My Cousin Vinny. If you go over there, tell him the Joe Whitehead Show sent you. Joe is absolutely enamored by the subs that Vinny can make for you. It's fresh, it's Italian, and it's really good. I've been there many times. I've known My Cousin Vinny for, I don't know, 10 years now almost. I really enjoy the food there. There's a lot of stuff from Italy that he imports directly. It's really delicious. He can make you lasagna in the kitchen in the back. You just go see My Cousin Vinny and tell him Joe Whitehead or Techie John sent you. And with that, we're going to go to break.
98.9 WGUF.
This is the city. Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith. BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Hey, do you want to save, I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today. Check them out on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com.
And we are back live. If you want to be with us, call in. We're at 430-2428. We take your calls live. We are live and armed. And we are on the front line with Doug Rankin. Doug, let's switch gears here and talk a little bit about this immigration controversy and the pictures that are purportedly being shown.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the media has gotten to the point where they have no shame, they have no integrity, and they are just flat wrong. We've had a recent magazine have to admit that a picture was faked. And all those pictures you see on the news, I actually occasionally watch the evening news, and I almost threw something at my TV the other day because I knew that the pictures that they were showing of chain link cages with space blankets, those are not from the Trump administration, guys and gals. Those are from the Obama administration. And where was everybody when Obama was doing this? This law was passed in 96 by good old Billy Clinton. And it was enforced big time by Obama. And Obama is the one who put the kids in cages with space blankets.
And in fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that mandated like 20 days or something. So it forces the issue.
Yeah, and it forces the issue. You know, what's happening here? But before I get into that, you know, the places where Trump is putting these people are country clubs compared to what Obama put them in. Yep. There's this one Walmart where they've got an entire section full of pool tables, and they've got, you know, these nice dorms. They have to go to class. God forbid they get an education, you know. These people think they died and went to heaven. If anybody here has been to Guatemala or Honduras recently, number one, in Honduras, don't. I'm serious. I was there 6 months ago. And if you're on the islands off the coast, you're fine because that's where the cruise ships are going and they're dependent on tourism.
Sure.
But I had a couple of guys and gals who live there tell me, he said, don't go to the mainland. They'll kill you for your jewelry.
Mm.
When the hurricane hit them in 2013, it knocked their economy back, and they're so inefficient and so corrupt. And then also, there's something there that you would think a lot of people would want to go see, and then you don't want to. They've been looking for the lost city of the monkey god for 500 years. And or the white city is the other word for it. And they found it in 2015 in Honduras, in the eastern part, an area normally only controlled by drug dealers. And unfortunately, though, they found out why it was lost. The people that were there were from the Guatemalan military. I think there were a couple of people from our military, the Guatemalan government, and Guatemalan historical people. I'm sorry, I used to represent the local historical society, so I call them the hysterical society. And also from the, not National Geographic, but something similar to that.
Okay.
And when they came out of there, half the people who went in were seriously, seriously, seriously ill.
Mm.
This darn thing, your nose and lips will fall off your face. I'm serious. This is a nasty, single-celled, parasitic disease. It's called Leishmanilla.
Okay.
And if you get to go to the National Institutes of Health and spend about a month at $40,000 of treatment, of course, all these people were of these agencies, so they were treated for free at our expense, of course. And if you survive it, they run a bunch of this brown gunk through you on and off for a period of about a month, and if you're lucky, you survive. Guess what? That disease is getting out now. Not only is it Honduras, it's been found in Houston because it can be carried by mosquitoes.
Oh, that's right. I heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah, this is nasty. But anyway, you know, compared to those countries, where these kids are being held and what they're doing with their lives is a paradise compared to where they came from. And the media is unfairly portraying this. They'd rather have these kids locked up in jail where either A, as you pointed out, they can only be kept 20 days, although the Trump administration is now in court trying to get that overturned.
Good.
Or B, they're going to be sent to real jails where the mom and dads are sent. And guess what? And by the way, there's about, of the 12 or 13,000 kids in detention, only 2,600 of them are in this situation. The rest of them were sent here by mom and dad on their own.
Mm.
And then we try and process them out as quickly as we can to foster families. But I'll tell you, the other dirty little secret of the Obama administration, you know, they process these kids out, spread them all over the country, and put them out to sponsors. Guess where a big percentage of them ended up?
Please don't say Florida.
No, I'm talking I'm talking worse than that.
Oh,
I'm
not
talking geographic.
Oh, what?
I'm talking the sex trade, the drug trade.
Ugh.
The friends of the family and the foster parents were drug traffickers and sex sex slavers.
Mm,
and so the Obama administration was facilitating those trades. Thank you very much. Where is the criticism for that? I will assure you the way the Trump administration is doing it, that is not happening.
No.
And these darn media kept their mouth shut when that was going on in Obama administration, and now they're trying to give Trump a hard time. All this tells us is don't pay attention to what the mainstream media says.
Oh, well, they're complicit in it. Yeah.
Or Joe had a different name for him, but I'm only going to let him use that because he gets in trouble. That's his Idaho on his show, but yep. Not us.
Well, Doug, thanks very much for reporting in from the front line. We're going to go to the segment Run Forest Run. We're going to talk about local committees and commissioners and people who are running for the various seats. I want to start with the Collier County Board of Commissioners. As some of you probably remember from last week's show, Joe had Stephen Jaron on.
Yes.
So he's running for, let's see here, for one of the seats. Let's see if I can find
against Penny Taylor.
Yep. And that is District 4.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
the city of Naples and a piece of East Naples.
Right. So there's four people running. One is running for re-election, and three, including Stephen, are running for that district. So that district has some county and some city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a unique district. And, you know, unfortunately, when people run, they can run as Republican, they can run as Democratic, they can run as no party.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I guess, you know, being on the Republican Party, you guys can't endorse necessarily.
No, we used to have a rule. Well, I'm the one that was asked by the former chairman of the party way back in the 90s to file two lawsuits.
Hmm.
One lawsuit declared endorsing the primaries unconstitutional, the prohibition against that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one involved endorsing judges. Not only was there a prohibition, there was a crime if you did that.
Oh, gee.
I had them both declared unconstitutional. But we only intended to use that for dealing with really adverse people that had managed to get our label on them. And by the way, if somebody's on here as Republican, you still need to do the research. Because legally, if it's a partisan race, all they have to do to say they're Republican is to have been a Republican for 1 year.
Mm.
So you could have had somebody that was a Democrat their whole life and 12 months and a day ago switched to Republican. So do your research. I'm not going to tell you who's who. And the other thing, in a partisan race, they can't tell you what party they are part of, but anybody else can, or you can look it up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where some liberals, we had until recently one elected Democrat in the whole county. He was a fire board commissioner, a former head of the Democratic Party, and he got there in a nonpartisan race because people didn't do their research, and one of our Republican candidates thought he had it in the bag and didn't, and but he recently resigned and all that. So right now we're 100% Republican. Let's keep it that way, guys, except for one Libertarian on Marco that we kind of like. You know, he's what I call a more conservative Republican.
Yes. Well, as people know from listening to other shows, I'm a registered Libertarian, so we are going to get into some Libertarians that are running in some of these other shows or some of these other positions. Let's back up to Clerk of Courts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had a death. And
we sure did, and that was a tremendous loss to this community. For those of you who have been here long enough to remember when Fred Hart, Mike Carr, and Doug Rankin put three county commissioners and a county manager in jail by Mr. D'Alessandro, was too chicken to prosecute, so begged Jeb at the time, who was governor, and he eventually appointed a special prosecutor who found a culture of corruption and did away with those guys. That would have never happened had it not been for Dwight Brock.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, it was myself, John Lunsford, a former columnist for the Naples Daily News who died of cancer a number of years ago, and Dwight Brock, who were aware that Norris and Hancock were crooks. And we were finally able to convince some other people. And then he also got a lot of money back for the county on that. He's been your watchdog. So who replaces him is very, very important. You know, part of what the clerk does, you know, anybody can do. But I'll tell you, Dwight did it very efficiently. And this county made a big mistake years ago. We used to fund clerks on a county-by-county basis. And Dwight ran a very efficient department, had some of the lowest court fees in the state, and gave money back to the county every year. Some idiot in the county decided that they wanted to back this proposal to make them statewide. So Dwight now got thrown in with all these inefficient clerks in Democratic places like Dade and Broward. And now the county gets no money back. The fees are sky high, but the service is still great. And we need to keep that. But these other things Dwight did are just absolutely important. The county would not be like it is without him.
Okay.
So and who replaces him is very important.
Right. We'll come back to the two individuals that we know are running. Right now, we're going to go to our second break. Remember, you can see all of the sponsors on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com website. Click on sponsors at the top right. I want to talk a little bit about AC by Florida Comfort Systems. It's locally owned and operated by Denny Martin. He's a veteran. I believe he served on the Saratoga. And his number is 774-5501. His website is acbyfcs.com. So that's acbyfcs.com. There are coupons online, so check it out. All of his employees are background checked and drug tested. And he's the one with the cool dog mascot on the vans. Now, I have a special little story about AC by Florida Comfort Systems. Last night, I was prepping my show notes. It was about 10:30. And I noticed that I could smell the laundry. Mm-hmm. You know, when the dryer's running, you get that nice, clean, warm, humid smell. And I'm like, why am I smelling that here at my computer? So I stood up, and I stood up into a bunch of heat. Sure enough, my AC went out last night as I was writing these notes. So I immediately sent an email to Denny, and he wrote back. And even while we're on this show talking live, my wife is calling their emergency number at 774-5501. So I get to do a testimonial. I wasn't planning on it, but please call Denny at AC by Florida Comfort Systems. And like I said, they're the cool dog logo. And on that, we'll go to break.
98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. We are live and armed. It's by Florida statute. We're talking with Doug Rankin on the front line. We were talking a little bit about candidates, and we were talking about the clerk of courts. You know, we had a loss in Dwight Brock.
Yeah, we sure did.
And now we're looking at Don Barry and Crystal Kinzel.
Yes.
They're both Republicans and are running.
Yeah, Crystal Kinzel was his longtime number two person. She's, I don't think she'll mind if I say that. She's a tough lady. And she'd basically be Dwight Brock, tough female version, for lack of a better term. And then Don Barry is not chop liver either. His wife was a county commissioner and a school board member, and he was a CPA. They're both retired now. And I was joking with him the other day when he called me and told me he was going to run. And I said, "So you're going to put your wife to work too?" And he said, "No, I don't think she's going to let me do that." But so that's going to be a tough choice. Be informed, you know, find out what we want to do and how we want to do it.
Okay. And again, folks, we are live and we take calls live at 430-CHAT. That's 239-430-2428. Call in and talk to us. You can talk about any of the positions, the local positions. Let's move to County Commission District 2. We have Brad Schiffer and Andy Solis, and they're both Republicans.
Yes.
Or self-identified.
Yeah, Andy is the incumbent. He was elected 2 years ago when, and I'm going to say this whether I get in trouble or not, when Georgia Hiller, thank God, resigned to run against Dwight Brock and got trounced 70-30 out of our lives. Anyway, no offense. Anyway, sorry. But so he's been a commissioner for 2 years, so make your choice there between him and the other person.
Yep. And we already touched on County Commission District 4.
Yes.
Stephen Jaron, that's with a PH, was on the show last week.
I was talking to him the other day because I was a little concerned because he said he was a contractor. Right now, that word in the city of Naples has a very bad connotation because there's a lot of redevelopment going on and a lot of people being woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning and all that stuff. But he's a remodeling contractor. He doesn't do new projects, so that may be better. And Penny used to be on the city council, and she's been a commissioner for a while. And then the other people I really don't know. So.
Okay, well, Cecil Jorgensen was a Republican, but he is apparently withdrawn.
Yeah.
And then Gary Pettit-Dorr is the Democrat running for that seat.
Well, we won't discuss them. And by the way, there's another race you won't have on there that we do need to discuss.
Okay.
State attorney.
Yeah.
That's a,
we're only talking local, but we can talk
state.
Well,
that is local because it covers the five counties.
Yes.
And you've got two people running, and again, don't bother me with names. one of them is the state committee man for Lee County.
Okay.
And he's an attorney, and he used to be a prosecutor. And then you've got the number two person in their office who, because the main state attorney is retiring. Mm-hmm. However, there's been a couple of issues about her. There's been horrific animal abuse up there that's been prosecuted in the rest of the state and hasn't been prosecuted there. And I mean horrific. And also, there's some question about some of her relatives being in Hamas.
Okay.
And one of them dedicated a book to her. You know, and
Fox,
and,
right?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, she was on the show a couple weeks ago.
You could pick your friends. You can't pick your relatives. I understand that. So I'll let everybody make their own decisions there, and all that, because that is a local race. It governs Collier County, but it's elected on a five county basis.
Okay, and let's go into county judge. Group one, Michael Brown is running unopposed.
Yeah, so he's elected.
Yeah, that's not hard to discuss. Group two, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 individuals. They're not listed as any party. They're all active and qualified. We got Blake Adams, Sal Bazaz, Jim Moon, Michael Neiman, and Dominic Russo.
Right, and what you all need to do on this, because they can't tell you what party they belong to, so you have to go look it up for yourself. They can't tell you how experienced an attorney they are. You have to go look that up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Florida Supreme Court has put handcuffs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these days, somebody needs to go have those handcuffs removed.
Yep.
Because if they say anything even close to what you would expect a candidate to say to get elected, they won't be they'll be elected, but then the Florida Supreme Court will remove them.
Yeah.
So it's those people are in a terrible position in terms of being able to run. So you all need to, this is your county judge, you need to be familiar and get there saying, I don't know which judge that's replacing. We're losing a couple because of aging out. One of them is a hero from Iraq.
Mm, wow.
Judge McGarrity, he is the guy who, in the first Gulf War, if you read a book about it, he's got his little section back there. He cleaned up a big part of the Saddam's troops, you know, when they sort of cornered him and wiped him out. That was him.
Okay.
And all that. But he's retiring and all that eventually. I don't know if that's his position or not. We're losing a couple others. But Mike Carr's having to retire because Florida has a law that says when you're 70 – you have to retire as a judge, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the constitutional revisions that Ms. Donalds was part of is going to knock that to 75, but the timing is such we're about ready to lose four judges because they're turning 70 too soon for that law to help them.
Right.
We're going to eventually lose Judge Hayes. We're going to eventually lose Judge Hart. We're going to lose Judge McGarrity, and we're going to lose Judge Carr, all because of timing. It's about 6 months to a year mess in there. Even if this new constitutional amendment passes, it won't help them.
Right.
And it's going to be a big change for Collier County.
Okay, so do your homework, because you've got five people running for County Judge Group 2. Going on to County Judge Group 6, Tamara Nicola is running unopposed, so congratulations.
Congratulations. She'll make a great judge. My only regret there is I'm losing a good family law referral. I've lost like four or five of them in the last 15 years. They all went to become prosecutors or judges, one of them became a mediator.
Okay. Well, let's move on then to the school board. We're going to go to District 1. This one's pretty easy. Jory Westbury is running unopposed.
Yeah.
I had heard rumors that maybe somebody was going to get in on that one, and apparently they didn't file in time, or they
noon
didn't file.
Noon Friday.
Is it? I thought it already passed.
Yeah, it was noon. That's what I mean. Noon.
Yeah,
so
it's already
Friday.
Passed. Yeah, so I'm looking
this
at...
This is a final list we're telling you all. This is not a subject to change unless somebody drops out.
Yep, so I pulled this off of the Supervisor of Elections website last night, so it was closed.
Yep,
it's closed. This is the final. So she is running unopposed. Going on to School Board District 3. Now, I had thought there were three individuals running. I don't see the gentleman, so maybe he pulled out. But the supervisor election is only showing Jen Mitchell and Kathy Ryan.
That's all there is. And Kathy Ryan, they can't tell you this, but I can. Kathy Ryan is a Democrat through and through. No. She's run. You know, she's got some professional qualifications, but she's a Democrat. We don't need any elected Democrats in Collier County.
And Jen, I believe, is in real estate?
I don't know much about her, but I know all about Ms. Ryan. She's been around a long time.
Yep. And I did meet Jen at one of the open forums, and I met Kathy Ryan in a survey that's being run by Florida Citizens Alliance. So, she's Democrat.
Big time. Yeah. And, this county already spends more than all about four or five counties in the United States, and we don't have an education system that reflects that kind of spending. So don't tell me you need to throw more money at the problem. Tell me you need to get a bunch of money out of administration and get it in the classroom, because I got teachers quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Who can afford to quit. And in Naples, I got news for you. There's a lot of people that are working in this town that don't have to work.
Right.
They only do it because they think they're doing something good for the world.
Yeah.
And when you put a teacher in a classroom and only get her a set of bookshelves, you know, ain't going to be long before she tells you what to do with that job. And we lose good teachers that way, because a lot of these people, you know, that are worth a lot of money, either because they made it or mom and dad made it for them, you know, are we're losing a lot of people, good people. And there's a lot of other people, you know, the first time they get a decent offer, they're probably out of here, because they see the Taj Mahal and the administrators rolling in gold and them begging on the street, you know, essentially.
Yeah. And on this show in prior weeks, we've discussed the fact that, you know, they start at about $41,000 a year, and you can't live in Collier County on that.
No.
You know, they have to bunk up, you know, take an apartment with another teacher. We were discussing that the $1.1 billion budget that's coming up runs out to about $22,650 per student.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the superintendent from the mistake from Dade we hired, that's what I'll call her, and by the way, they'll brag about their recent numbers. Mason Classical Academy were the two that quit the school board, and Joe have something to do with it.
Yes.
They're the ones that are responsible for dragging the rest of the system up a few notches.
Yep, as a charter academy.
Yeah, charter academy and all that, you know, and some other schools are responsible for that. And those people are fighting an even chance for people in Immokalee. You know, it's just unbelievable.
Yep. All right, so we're going to go to a break in a minute, but beforehand, I want to again remind you, you can see all the sponsors for this show at thejoewhiteheadshow.com. Click on sponsors in the top right. It's thejoewhiteheadshow.com. And on this particular break, we're going to talk about Alessi Family Care. Dr. Albert Alessi and his wife Patricia and Aaron is the physician assistant. I want to talk a little bit about them because I have used Dr. Albert for almost 19 years. Me, my wife, and my kids have all seen him and her. In fact, we call them Mr. Dr. Alessi and Mrs. Dr. Alessi. I don't know if they go by that, but that's what we call them. And we've been seeing them since they were in Naples. They then moved to the Bonita Beach Road location where they've been ever since. We had a situation where at one point my insurance briefly dropped them. We kept going. You know, we're not going to let insurance dictate who we want to see. And we were so in love with the Alessis that, you know, we just had to go. Now, luckily, they picked them back up. They realized their mistake and picked them back up really quick. He was on the show live last week talking about Father's Day. And so, you know, I go seeing Dr. Al now. I haven't been in a few years, so he might call in and chastise me.
You're supposed to go every year.
I know.
Under any insurance plan, a yearly physical is free, so there's no excuse.
Yep. So please see Alessi Family Care. They're at alessifamilycare.com, and that's 992-5444. Again, alessifamilycare.com, 992-5444. I see Dr. Al. My wife and kids were seeing Dr. Patricia. But then as my kids started getting into sports, they started seeing Erin, I think Brouillard, is, I'm pronouncing her last name right. She's the physician's assistant, and she's concentrating in sports medicine. So, you know, when my son got hit in the chest with a soccer ball, you know, he goes and see her. When they have the annual physicals for marching band and extracurricular sports, you can go and see Erin, you know, because she's an athlete. And, you know, my son hurt his back playing soccer, and then he pulled a hammy because he's a he's an amateur weightlifter, so she's, you know, really good for the sports medicine.
I hope he's okay after
that. Yeah, she got
kids
him through
it. Bounce back. It's us old people that don't bounce back.
Yeah, we got a little aches and pains that stay with us. So we're going to go on break, and when we come back, we'll be with Doug Rankin.
98.9 WGUF Naples FM Talk. Now you can listen live at WGUF989.com.
Hey, do you want to save? I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today.
Check them out on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, and we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. We are live and armed. We have somebody on the phone, but before we get to him, Doug, give us a little update about what's coming up.
Sure. A couple of things. First of all, don't forget the 4th of July parade. Let's be out there and show our support. 4th of July fireworks. The other thing is, if anybody doesn't mind taking Friday off and booking up to Orlando to the Gaylord Palms Hotel, we are having what's called the Sunshine Summit, where we're actually having it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but Thursday is sold out. That's a live Fox News conference.
Nice.
With all the gubernatorial candidates, all the statewide candidates will be there. Governor Scott will be there running for Senate, and then there's going to be a number of receptions. What's still available for tickets, but you're going to have to stay in a different hotel, and there are two others, is a mini CPAC on Friday, and I don't have the list of all the speakers here, but you'd recognize them. For instance, Jeanette D'Souza, or the movie guy.
Oh, Dinesh
D'Souza.
D'Souza, yes.
And there's like
He's a fantastic speaker.
Six or seven other people of his caliber all on Friday. There are still tickets available for that I'm aware of. Just go to Sunshine Summit on Google and you'll find it in 2018. We have these every 2 years, and it's a great deal, and you learn a lot and get to hear what's going on. So the Saturday is for us board members to be bored. Anyway.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, thanks for the update. And let's go to the phones. We've got JB. He wants to talk about the school board. JB, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Great guy.
To my good friend Doug Rankin. And as far as the parade goes, I want to make a brief comment about that. This 4th of July parade is being dedicated to our Vietnam veterans.
Okay.
And the Vietnam veterans will be marching at the front of the parade. So I want to encourage everyone to, all the Vietnam veterans to be there. And the VFW's float will be at the front of the parade to carry those Vietnam veterans who cannot march easily.
Okay.
But as far as the school board race goes, particularly in District 3, good conservatives have to get out and Republicans have to get out and support Jen Mitchell. Kathy Ryan is so far to the left, she makes Nancy Pelosi look like a moderate.
Oh, Venezuela,
She was, she's, I don't want to use.
That's okay. Jordan, we appreciate
she,
it.
We have to defeat her. She would take the school board so far to the left, we wouldn't recover for another 20 years. All the good work that conservatives have done would be put to naught if she is allowed in office. So for all those good conservatives, Republicans out there that are listening to me, get out and support Jen Mitchell in District 3.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And by the way, you know what you're talking about, JB. Aside from both you and your wife being veterans, are you still a school teacher or are you retired?
I retired a year ago.
Okay. Now, so you were a teacher here for how long?
I was a teacher here for many, many years in alternative education, algebra and geometry in alternative education, which, you know, we teach students that have been challenged in the traditional environment for whatever reason, whether it's behavior or attendance or the timing of their schedules. There's a lot of very, very good students involved in that, but we're faced with great challenges in that particular environment. And we had a very, very successful graduation rate, where we added the extra 10% on to get it up to 82% graduation. Those 10% would have been lost without alternative education being in there. We would have had 72% graduation rate. So my kudos to those teachers who are out there in that very, very challenging environment. But it's very, very important. All that good effort for all those teachers and the will be set back if we Republicans and conservatives don't get actively involved in this year's school board races for District 1, 3, and 5.
Yes.
So I want to, everybody's listening, please get out there and support your best Republican candidate.
Well, JB, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for being a teacher, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Well, my pleasure. My honor to serve. Enjoyed teaching tremendously. Be happy to do it again at any time, and I always enjoy listening to the Joe Whitehead Show, and I thank you for sitting in and hosting for Joe today. And
it's
always
an honor.
Good to talk to my good friend Doug Rankin. So
yeah.
You guys have a great day.
Talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go back to, and thanks, JB, for that. Let's go back to School Board District 5. There are three people running.
Yep.
Darlene Alvarez, Mary Ellen Cash, and Roy Terry is the incumbent.
Yeah,
I have met Darlene and Mary Ellen.
Yes,
and you know, I've known Roy Terry when he was principal of Palmetto Ridge High School.
I did too. Yeah. You know, Roy Terry was a great principal. Palmetto Ridge ran very well because of him, but unfortunately, on the school board, despite many of us being quite blunt in our criticism of his siding with the superintendent and making it 3-2 votes every time almost.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not been towing the conservative line. And I'm very sorry to hear that, because there's a lot of kids that went through Palmetto Ridge that owe their careers and everything else to him. He was a heck of a guy, but he just, no. And Mary Ellen Cash, her husband ran against me for county commission. He didn't do very well. But I'll tell you, she is a former teacher, counselor.
Yep.
In fact, one of the kids that she was counseling, his mother abandoned him.
Mm.
And they took him in and they put him through college and is now highly successful on the East Coast. You know, just great people. And then Miss Alvarez, I don't know much about. Why don't you fill us in?
Well, I met Darlene and she's a firebrand. Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed, you know, she was one-on-one almost with us at Florida Citizens Alliance. And she spoke really well. And I enjoyed hearing about what she wanted to do. She was one of the only people I heard from any of the districts saying that she was going to look into zero-based budgeting with the idea of reducing our school tax burden.
Well, that's good. Zero-based budgeting is always a good thing. And for those of you who aren't accountants, that means we know taking what you spent last year and adding to it. Everything goes back to zero, and you got to justify every penny.
Yep. So I really enjoyed speaking with her. Let's move on because we're running out of time. I want to move on to Collier, Mosquito Control District, Seat 1. There's three individuals running, and I think Victor Dotres, was he the one that was running for the board, the school board?
I don't know.
And I think he now is, I don't want to misspeak, but I think he has moved down to that seat. John Johnson is running and Dennis Sanders. So I don't have any information on any of them. Moving on to Collier Mosquito Control District Seat 2. There's two individuals running, Sandra Buxton and John Shuey. Now, I know John. He's a libertarian, so I'm going to put in my plug for John E. Shuey, S-H-U-E-Y, a very conservative, of course.
All I know is that the founder of Mosquito Control in this county was a friend of mine. His name was Brant Watson, and he ran an excellent department, and you didn't get bit by mosquitoes when Brant was in charge. And then his protege, Mr. Van Essen, took over for him, and you didn't get bit by mosquitoes when he was in charge either.
Right.
And unfortunately, he retired.
Aww.
Now we have a couple of guys from Minnesota and Wisconsin, even though one of them used to fly here. And I know people getting bit all the time now. So we need to do something about this because I'm going to warn you all, there's currently diseases rampant in South and Central America. And if we don't control this immigration and control it quick, we're going to be dealing with them. And one of the diseases rampant down there is yellow fever.
Yeah.
And we have the mosquito can carry it. And you understand, mosquitoes don't carry these diseases. They simply move them from one organism to another.
Yep.
So if you end up with too many people in your area that have got them, you got a problem. And so we've got to get these mosquitoes under control, not to mention Zika and all the other things.
Okay. And let's move on to Collier Mosquito Control District Seat 3. Jackie Fresenius is running unopposed, so congratulations, Jackie. Moving on to Soil and Water Conservation District Group 1. James Lang is running unopposed. Congratulations. Moving on to Soil and Water Conservation District Group 3, I want to put a plug in for Samantha Brunchen. She's a libertarian. She's running unopposed, so congratulations. And lastly, Soil and Water Conservation District Group 5. My chairman of the Libertarian Party of Collier County, Rob Tulp, is running unopposed. So I'm going to go pull the lever for him, and I'm going to be one that's going to put him over the top because he's unopposed. And I want to put in a plug for Rob because he runs a handyman service. I had him out recently to my house to do two different bathroom projects that I needed done. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you his cell phone number. I hope he doesn't mind. It's 200-0067. So if you need any handyman work, call Rob. He's at 200-0067. Now, we're about running out of time, and congratulations, Rob. We're running out of time, so there's Greater Naples Fire Department, a couple seats there. There's Immokalee Fire. I do want to point out North Collier Fire District,
yes.
Seat 2 and Seat 4.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people running and some big names there.
Yep, and particularly Richard Hoffman in Seat 4. He's running against two other individuals. I've known him recently. Spoke to him on the phone, and you know, he was a commissioner on that board, and he's running again.
Yeah, those fire department consolidation has cost some people their jobs. And who's running against him?
Well, he's got Arnold Klinsky and Chris Lombardo, I guess.
Chris Lombardo's been on there a while, too. So you've got a that's going to be a dog.
Yeah,
that's going to be a fight.
Yeah, and Chris is the current
chairman.
Chris
doesn't like losing.
Yeah.
He's currently has the unenviable job as being attorney to the city of Everglades.
Yes.
And they've got a heck of a mess down there. They were up to their you-know-what and you-know-what.
Yeah.
And literally.
So, you know, we're about to run out of time here, but I would recommend everyone, please look up the Supervisor of Elections website. Go out and get this report. It's very easy to read. It tells you what kind of money they're raising, how much they've spent, who's active, who's qualified, who's unopposed, if they're Republicans or Democrats. And so please get informed and be a part of it. Go to the, you know, go if you're a member of the party. Go to the primaries, and then, of course, in November.
Yeah, and so Rick Doug? Scott was in town twice this last week, Saturday, and then his wife was in town Tuesday. And let's get out and support him for Senate. We got to get rid of Nelson. I've been trying to get rid of Nelson since since Clinton was president.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Doug, I want to thank you for being in studio with me and on the front line. And we're running up on the end of the show here. And, you know, I want to tell Joe, thanks very much for having me. Remember, you are a wolf among sheep, so I hope you had a good convention, and don't forget we have your back. And of course, remember, keep the grill hot
and the beer cold.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks all.